Friday again, which, as is the tradition, means that it's time for one of our Culturefile guests to share with us some of their favourites in readings, listenings, watchings, tastings and smellings. And this time it's the turn of composer Sean Clancy to share with us his Culturefile likes.
I'm Sean Clancy and I'm a composer and performer. I'm also a lecturer in music in UCD. So a show that I'm currently watching on TV is Shogun. It's set in Japan. It's about a British merchant or pirate, you're not quite sure which, who ends up in Japan and ends up in the kind of feudal system. One of the things that's kind of interesting about it is he's assigned a translator, and the translator always kind of not mistranslates, but plays with what he's saying a little bit to the people that she's translating to. Often she makes what he's saying much more concise, and it kind of takes the bite out of what he's saying, or doesn't give the full picture in some ways. So the thing that's kind of interesting about it is that the kind of power that translation has, you know, and how we're never getting the full thing. It's kind of we're never getting a full picture, whether that's in kind of verbal sense, you know, when we're talking to each other, or we're engaged in translation, or in email exchanges, stuff is always kind of left in or left out. So we never quite get the full picture. We're never getting the full picture of the other. I'm reading this on the bus at the moment. It's called Word Events, and it's by John Leely and James Saunders. And it's quite a large academic book about tech scores. It's really great because there's very kind of lengthy kind of essay talking about grammar and how tech scores or verbal notation for performers is kind of constructed using rules of grammar, and how using different rules and different kind of grammatical constructs kind of change the tone and the meaning of tech scores. And then there's also a lot of examples of different text or verbal scores, instructions for musicians, with facsimiles of the artifacts and some commentaries on it. So it's a really kind of exciting book for me to read. I'll just add that I generally just kind of read academic books or books that are directly related to art and music. I don't have much interest in reading fiction, but it doesn't kind of doesn't excite me as much as reading boring academic books. They're food for thought for me. This is a very quick answer. I don't listen to podcasts at all. I think I've maybe heard in my whole life like two podcasts, and that's probably because I was involved in them. Two pieces of music that I can kind of recommend. The first is a piece by the Canadian composer Cassandra Miller, The City Full of People. It was performed or commissioned by Eamon at the Loud Contemporary Music Festival. It's just a really incredibly beautiful piece of music. It's completely of now, but it also sounds like it could be ancient. Like it could be coming from 16th century Venice, but it's 21st century Dundalk. The second recommendation I would make would be Darius Jones's Flux Kit Vancouver. Darius Jones is an American saxophonist, composer, philosopher. This album came out, I guess, about half a year ago at this stage. It blew my mind. The sonorities that were there, and the rhythmic organization of it, and the freedom that performers had within the kind of score that Darius Jones had kind of written. It's something I come back to regularly, almost kind of on a weekly basis, thinking about this record and this the compositions on it. They're really energetic. There's a lot of agency for the performers. There's also strictness. There's also beauty. And there's this kind of people coming together for a kind of higher purpose. We got into kind of natural wines here at my house, and there's a producer of natural wine called Andy Mann, and it's some of the most amazing tastes I've ever had in my entire life. We buy kind of 6 or 7 bottles a month from a place in Switzerland. You can't get it in Dublin. There's a shop you can get them from in Dublin, but it's cheaper for us to get it in from Switzerland. This sounds kind of... my proletariat credentials are going out the window here. They're just amazing wines. They've got a kind of funkiness to them. They're memorable tastes. They're things that, you know, when you're sitting on the bus, you kind of go, ooh, you remember the taste, and you kind of go, that's great. I should get more of that from Switzerland. The scent I appreciate the most, and it's kind of... it's kind of a nostalgic thing, is the scent of chestnuts roasting as you come up the Paris metro in kind of autumn or winter. It's you know, there's kind of a funky smell on the Paris metro. I lived in Paris for a little while, and it's kind of a funky smell on the metro. And then around early September, maybe a little bit later, as you come up the metro, you get the smell of chestnuts, guys roasting them on just outside the stations. And it's the most exquisite smell, one that hopefully I'll remember for a long time.
The likes of Sean Clancy there. Coming up tomorrow evening, it's the Culture File Weekly, when we climb into an art installation in Killaa, the Seed Pavilion, which takes the form of a treehouse, and we hear from the director of the Smithsonian Institution on running that mega multi-museum. And we'll collage our way through 25 years of RTE Lyric FM. That's all coming up in the Culture File Weekly, this and every Saturday, 6:30 p.m., here on that very station.